está, né? Quero agradecer, sério, agradecer, que make a party in God interest.
That makes them Krishna conscious immediately.
Yes.
They're trying to destroy that, Srila Prabhupada.
Let it back. Let us desire it.
Yes.
Gradually bring on. So, we can try in our own way. In so many ways. And it's called, you know, become godless. Our business is to revive our consciousness. Let them try in our own way. But we must try now. So long as Vishnudan is there, we must take our action.
Well, it's the right time, Srila Prabhupada.
It is
the perfect time.
Yes.
Yes, because the young people have no cause.
Yes.
And the older people just have no reason to go on.
Look, this in 3 years, it's the 200th anniversary. In 3 years, it's the 200th anniversary of the country. 1776.
It
will be 1976. There will be much feeling generated about that. We can take advantage.
Yes.
Well, one thing I found so far, that it's not required to register a national party, so I'm trying to find out how we can do it. You register by getting on the ballot in each state. That requires that you get signatures from the citizens.
They are saying you have to find educated people. You don't just about that. That is saying the being of understanding. And it. We can get out of the environment. And we explore this universe. We have our leaders and misleaders. We must know what kind of leader they must have. And leader is sinful. Drunk are the gamblers, the dancers. The priest, the king, or the president, and the priestly man, they must be our consciousness. The country men. These men are simple, gamblers, intoxicants. How can they be not for the good of the people? They are not leaders, they are misleaders. This is the best thing. The best thing to do.
Thanks. Theologian.
Theologian.
Theologian. How you are going to define God?
Divine God is that supreme person who is complete in six opulences. This is our Krishna conscious definition. It must now be seen as brought to the eyes of the Western theologians.
Don't say apparently. That's how you have to do. Why? So what is the identification of the God? I've got this. Is that?
Yes.
And let's see how long can see.
just the simple fact of the God being supreme, people have rejected nowadays. So if we can simply show them that we are not supreme, God is supreme, that is a beginning platform.
No, you are. What is their argument?
Well,
why they deny God?
They see our argument of the fact of natural law, there must be a lawmaker. They're saying that there's a difference between our law that is given, that we have a choice to accept or reject, and the so-called laws of nature. They say that's simply a definition of the way things are, and it's simply not nature is forced into it, but it's simply a matter of chance or
they say we can gradually come to control the laws of nature.
That is another. It's fully correct. He can, we do in future. He said this is foolishness. If the laws of nature cannot be changed, then how do you expect that in future we'll be able to change? What is his argument?
Well, they'll say, just like they've conquered so many diseases.
Huh? Well, disease, I'm not saying. Diseases are there. How do you stop disease?
Well, they think they're getting closer.
Again, think and future. But that proposition will be immediately kick out. No future. Immediate proposition. You are unable to change the law of nature.
They say it's not really a law, Srila Prabhupada. They say it's simply...
This is law. You must ask. This is law. You cannot change it. What do you say, scientist?
Yes, the laws of nature cannot change.
Well then, why do you have struggling against? Uselessly.
They try to violate the laws of nature, but they suffer every reason.
Yes, that is not possible. These are all not sane proposals that we shall be able, just like some Russian scientists said, in future, by science, we shall make people immortal. These are all foolish proposals. How any sane man can believe? You cannot change the law of nature.
They say that philosophy is just laziness.
Huh?
They say that philosophy is laziness.
Yes, lazy, intelligent, first class man. And active, fully is the last class man. That is the calculus. If a man is fully, at the same time active, his position is very precarious. He'll die just like a child. He's very active. But he has to be taken care of. No, don't go there. But he is very active. So what is the meaning of this activity? His child is very active. But his activity has to be checked. So similarly, you are all rascal fools. Your activity has to be checked. That is Krishna consciousness. That's that. This rascal drove his car. Oh! Well, how long he'll go? He has to stop there. A few hours after, he is arrested.
Yeah.
That activity is rascal. That is not friend, man. He thought that I'm going in force. After a few hours, he'll stop. Immediately.
He gained some sense gratification from the acceleration. Going...
No, this is childish foolishness, dog is foolishness. Just tell it to a small dog and jumping. But he does not know that he's under control. Rabindranath Tagore said sometimes that when I was in London, the people are so busily running that time motor car was not so many. He went about 60 years ago. Then he said, are you thinking a small island. They are going so fast, they may not fall in the sea. So, this is the position. What is that far? That far, they're advancing fast means they are advancing fast to death. That's all. Therefore, same man will try to check them. Please become a little lazy. Don't become fast. You're going to hell, you're going to die. Naturally, my so-called advancement, what they have gained? They have gained that the duration of life has been reduced. This is the gain, practically. Now nobody is living 100 years. What is the average age at the present moment all over the world?
I don't know all over the world. The United States is 72. 72 is
the United States is so prosperous and everything. I have seen my grandmother's day. My grandmother died at 96 years. That's not. My grandmother died in 1914 or 15. Yes. At that time, she was 96 years old. My mother was the youngest child, and she gave birth to my mother at the age of 50. When she was 50 years old, my mother was born. Therefore, my mother's eldest sister, her sons and daughters were of the same age. Sometimes they were elder than my mom.
They all lived very long time?
Oh, yes. My mother did not live long time. She died at the age of
45
or 46. 46? Yes. At the age of 36. My mother died. My father died at the age of 84. According to our calculation, the age is decreasing. Satyajo, people used to live for 100,000 years. That Valmiki underwent meditation for 60,000 years. Now, the later age, Satyajo, Sritaju, people used to live for 10,000 years. The next day, Dapurju, 1,000 years. That's why Krishna passed away at the end. He left his wife. He is 125. But he was looking like a young man. You have never seen Krishna's photograph, a picture as old man. Similarly, in the Kurukshetra, we find a funeral ceremony, function was going on. At that time, many, many old men were present. So if you have to believe our Mahabharata, if you have to believe, Mahabharata means the history of Greater India. Maha means greater. So, Bhagavad says, the people are, in the Kali Yuga, they reduce their strength, their division of life, their sense of mercifulness, bodily strength, in this way, eight kinds of things will be reduced gradually. And the deviation of age will be 20 to 30 years by the end of Kali Yuga.
See that so much today, Srila Prabhupada. Many young people look very old because of the way they've been living.
Yeah, they have no vitality. From their face it appears. How long he live? They have no strength, no vitality, no brain. No brain. They forget so easily. So how they say they're increasing? This is all the symptoms at the present moment. I can say
well, one of the things they'll say like they go to Africa or India and they inoculate everyone against smallpox and they save 50,000 children from dying.
That is good for you because you are using contraceptive. So they are dying. That is good for your scientific advancement, because you don't want of population. Why do bother about that? Let them die. That is going on. One side, they want to check death, and another side, they kill in the womb. This is it, brother. Why? Why they kill it? What is the idea? To check, increase the population. Then, in other parts of the world, they're dying. Why they're anxious to save them?
This is ambiguous.
This is excellent.
Once the child is born, they don't understand. When they cannot see,
the child is already born. Pregnancy means the child is already born. Can you say there is no child? What is this nonsense? Therefore, I say this is a set of rascals. Simply rascals. When a woman is pregnant, why you say pregnant when the child is already born? The pregnant woman, does it mean that there is no child is in the womb? What is that theory?
Well, they've rationalized it. They've rationalized it.
But they are animals, how they can rationalize?
Well,
if animals... Yes. A dog, cat, he cannot rationalize.
It is not like the Prabhupada's example that when the rabbit closes its eyes,
yes.
So when they close their eyes, they cannot see it.
Yes.
So the child is in the womb, they can't see it. So they think that it is okay.
So it is rabbit philosophy. It is not man's philosophy. Frog's philosophy, rabbit philosophy, ass's philosophy. So therefore, that when they spell, Kavil Braha Ustak Kharal, Sanskrut Purusha Pasuk. These rascals, leaders, they are glorified by another set of rascals who, because the whole population is rascal. Therefore, they elect these rascals as leaders. That is the mistake. One say, elect some rascal as leader, and then being dissatisfied,
then make another revolution. And they elect another president. That is called Puna Puna Chad Vita Charvanala, chewing the truth. He does not know whom to elect. He elects one rascal, repents, then makes an agitation to get him out, then elects another rascal.
Since they're all rascals,
therefore we have to educate them that elect somebody actually who is leader. Then he'll be happy. Otherwise, you go on electing one rascal, rejecting, and another rascal, rejecting. So where is that happening? Therefore, we have to educate. So what kind of leader should be elected? We don't say that you elect me. We simply say that this should be the standard of leader. Now you make your choice. Now we have to give them a clear idea. What do you mean by God?
What do you mean by trust?
And what do you mean by trust? It's simply elucidate these two words and make your propaganda. And that will be preaching of this apostle. And if people actually want to know what is God, read Bhagavad Gita, read his book. And read it with your intelligence, try to understand. And then find that progress, Bhagavad. It is not that we are theorizing. Here is practical. You learn from authorized books. So if you make people interested, the other side will be that your books will be sold more. That is a practical process. Is that all right, Rupanu Kumara? Yes.
I was thinking, if we offer them the qualifications of what the leader should be,
yes,
but they don't see such people. In other words, at the same time, don't we have to offer them someone to choose between the rascals and the devotees?
Then you become the leader. If you cannot make others qualified, you become qualified in due course of time, you will be elected.
The thing is, there's no... Those four regulations...
Like there is an epidemic. Everybody is diseased. Therefore, it does not mean that disease must go on. You take precaution. You may not be diseased. So that you can save others. This is the philosophy.
That leaflet that we're going to distribute.
Huh?
That leaflet that we're going to distribute. Tells us the leaflet about politics, the qualifications of a leader.
Uh-huh.
Now the leaflet lists those four restrictions.
Uh-huh.
And the one positive is to always chant the holy name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
So, now,
if you believe in God, why you should have objection in chanting the holy name of God?
Right.
If it is, you say, I am God, I will say, you must know what is the name of God, what is the address of God. Then you can trust, you can talk with him. So if you do not know, know from us, we are giving you the name, address, the quality, everything. And if you say, there is no God, then what is the meaning of this slogan?
I have one question. I want to know whether there's any information about the in the spiritual world, we have any spiritual evolution.
Huh?
evolutionary process in the spiritual world.
No, that is the perfection of evolution, spiritual world. Evolution means you have got some destination. You have to reach this. That is evolution.
Yes.
So, spiritual world means that is the perfection of evolution.
But we know that the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world.
Yeah.
But here we find evolution.
No. Just like a rascal and a gentleman. Both are appearing like the same. But what is the difference between rascal and gentleman? That you have to study further. Simply by seeing that this man has two hands, that man has two hands, this man has hair, he has got hair. So what is the difference? But why do you say one man rascal and one man very advanced? So the rascal has to come to this standard. Although at the present moment, they are looking the same. That is culture. That is called knowledge. That is called culture. When one man is fully conscious or fully aware of everything mentally, that is purpose. Not by the superficial heads and legs and dress.
So, its individual soul is completely satisfied here.
Huh?
Yes. But yes.
In atma sam prasidati, that is Bhagavad. In the human society, why there is some religion? The religious process means to make him perfect. Otherwise, what is the meaning? But these aspects do not know what is the meaning of religion, what is the necessity of religion. Why in the religion, spirit and body, thou shalt not kill? That means you are imperfect. And in the habit of killing, you should stop. This is religion. This is religion. So, why in the human society, civilized human society, there is religion? Religion means to make the imperfect to the perfection of the state. That is it. Or to bring the man from his hodgepodge consciousness to the perfect consciousness of Krishna or God.
They've made propaganda, Srila Prabhupada, to separate church and state, but they've also separated God and country.
Hmm? Excellent, because they do not understand what is God. God cannot be separated. Because everything is God. You are not, still, just like a man in the prison house, he may think that this prison house must be now separated from God. Is it possible? Because they are suffering, the next plan is to make the prison house separated from God. And that is not possible. You cannot make yourself separated from death, separated from disease. Can you make separate? So long your body is there, there must be disease. So how can you make yourself separated from God? With everything. Because they do not know what is God. They are thinking like that. The God can be separated. But in the study Ishopanisham, the God is present everywhere. It is not possible, separate. He is a sarvamidam tatam. Just like your consciousness is everywhere, in any part of your body. Similarly, supreme consciousness, God is everywhere. Vidaham samiti tam. Krishna says, I know everything. Unless it's everywhere, I can know everything. What do you say? Thank you.
Yes.
What is it, sir? others how things are going nicely. How things are made so nicely. God's intelligence, consciousness is not everywhere. So, if your consciousness is there, then you are there. Similarly, the Supreme Consciousness is there, everywhere. There. It's like, you see them there, this tree also dry, or the leaves will fall, directly also fall. We cannot say that season is acting here, not there. It's acting everywhere. So that season is God conscious. God wants, now this is the time, all the trees should be dry. Automatically. Parasa, Shakti, Vividhaisa. His potency is so first class that everything is acting exactly to be there. Maya Bhakti and Aparkiti, these things are there. You should study. These aspects are nature. What is the nature? Nature is working under the direction of God. This is understanding of God. How you can separate? So called cat, so called religion, you can reject. That is God's mission. God said that you give up all kinds of so called religion. That is also we advocate. See, in name, so called, let's say you believe in God, but you do not know what is God. Therefore, you want to separate. But if you know that God cannot be separated, then you would not propose this thing foolishly. Exactly. If the prisoner thinks that this time we shall make agitation, that there should be no prison house. In the government. And that is not possible. If the government is there, the prison house must be there.
The day before yesterday, a policeman saw your picture here on this button, and he said, "Who is this man?"
Mm.
And I said, "This is a man who is always thinking and talking about God."
Mm.
He said, "Well, if everyone was like that, then I would be out of my job."
Mm.
I said, "Well, no, there's always
hands up. We have 100,000. They're always in 24 hours at least.
But there will still be need for policemen."
Huh?
Well, if everyone was a criminal, he'd also be out of
the job. Policeman means we are not harassed by policemen. You may be harassed.
But now even the policeman is criminal.
Everyone is criminal. The president is criminal. And not to speak of others.
So the biggest problem in the government today is the lying. The people, in a recent poll conducted by the United States Senate,
yes.
The people indicated that the greatest thing that they were worried about was cheating in the government.
Therefore, our proposition that this should be the standard of leader. Then it gets nice.
And in the torture of Bob Five, when they say, when they ask a man to testify, they ask him to raise his hand and say, "Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?" And then the man lies. There's no God. Not even at that one moment is there any God consciousness.
Yes.
So God and the country have not been separated. Actually, God is right in the center of the government.
Yes.
But they're lying in his name.
Yes. That, because they do not know it. Therefore, it is our duty to educate them, to know what is God. People will have to do. Yeah. If you do not know something, and if I try to give you information, what reason you have got that you shall not accept it?
A certain qualification for accepting it, though.
No, accepting not another. Let us discuss. I give you some information. Then, if you think it is proper, you have to take it.
But you have to be the example.
Huh?
But we have to be the example.
Yes. Yes.
That is the best way to teach, isn't it?
No. That's what It is called Apane Asari Prabhu Jivari Sukha. You must behave yourself fully God concerned. Then you can teach. If you are a bhujas, and if you teach God consciousness, that is incompatible. That is it.
So on the plane yesterday, Srila Prabhupada, I was preaching to a businessman and telling him, we were discussing all the lying, cheating, and how these leaders have to be changed. And I gave him the qualifications of leadership. And we went down to one by one, and I explained to him, and I asked him what he thought. And he liked the idea. A lot of young people I've been talking to, they like the idea that we're entering into politics.
Simply, we have to make propaganda.
But now in the various days, the Kshatriyas, they did not always follow all what we consider...
That is not Kshatriya. According to Bhagavad Gita, if you do not follow the Kshatriya rules, and you are not a Kshatriya. That is government duty. But the government is third class. Government's duty is to see that what you profess, you act. It's like government gives license. What is called? Restaurant. If you want to maintain the restaurant, then you must follow the rules and regulations. Is it not government's duty to see? You cannot distribute poison in the name of restaurant. Similarly, if you profess to be a Brahmana, you must act. This is I teach my disciples. If you are not accepting Brahman faith, you must act as a Brahmana, otherwise you will be rejected. Last morning I was talking to them. Similarly, it is the duty of the head man to see that one who is professing as such and such, he must act like that. Otherwise, he will be rejected. That is the duty to be seen by the chief man or the chief institution. Why I appointed the GBC man? I advised them to go temple, if they are acting nicely according to us. That is all. That is the duty of the GBC. But if he does not act himself nicely, what he will do that? It is the government's duty to see that these are divisions of engagement. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, nobody should be unemployed. Everyone should be employed. Must have engagement. Otherwise, idle brain will produce devil's vatsa. That is being done. So many hippies are right. Government has no proposition how to engage them. They do not know how the nation is going, deteriorated. But they do not know. They have not, because they are imperfect. They are imperfect. Therefore, they have allowed this imperfectness to make progress. Government is imperfect, and they have allowed this imperfectness to go. Boys are hippies, and girls are prostitutes. And the government has no eyes to see where they are going. So, this is not make any progress.
The government demon.
Huh?
The government demon.
Government demon means you are demon. Government means you are government. People buy the government.
But they don't care about the young people.
Huh?
They don't care about
their demons. They have been lectured by demons and they are demons. So demon's business is sense gratification, personal. He doesn't care for you or others. That is demon. And devotee means he cares for others. That is the good. There is a difference between demon and devotee. And just like Hiranyakashipu, for his self-gratification, he is prepared to kill his own son. And Prahlad Maharaj thinks that unless I take all these rascals to God consciousness, I am not going as. This is the difference. He says, I'm not going along to Vaikuntha. I must turn all these rascals into Krishna consciousness. That is the difference, see, the Prahlad mother. The father is prepared to kill his own son, 5 years old, without any fault, because he wanted to satisfy his senses. I don't believe in God, and this child is believing in God, he must be killed. He's not prepared to give little independence to his own son. He never said, all right, we believe in you. I don't trust him. I don't believe. At least in this way, people say such things. But you are so demon, great demon, that you don't believe, you believe, I don't believe, you disagree, I shall kill. That's why Christ was killed. The people did not believe in God. And he wanted to speak of God. So, that is the difference between demon and devote. A devote is always thinking, why we are planning about these qualities, about this preaching, because we are feeling for the suffering of the people. This is our position. Otherwise, why should we bother about this thing? Let them do their duty and let me do. Therefore, we don't approve that going to a solitary place and chanting. My Guru Maharaj did not approve. This is all nonsense. He cannot chant. But he'll sleep only and he'll think of nonsense. He must be engaged for preaching. Suchi tata bhukati tata. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj said that naivad viji paradurat teravai tadan. Yeah. My dear Lord, I have anxiety how to cross over this material in his hands and go back to home. That problem is solved. How tad-vijjalāna mahāmṛtam anvati. I can chant your holy name any place, and that is sufficient. Then, what you are thinking? Tato-bhimukha-cit. I am simply thinking of persons who do not want to accept it. And then falsely engaged in some big plans, maya sukhaya, for so called happiness for a few days. Next time we are going to be cats and dogs, but for duration of 50 years, 60 years, making big plans. Just like he drove the car. He said it's a big plan. Isn't it? So, this is going on. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, I am thinking of these rascals. Others, personally, I have no problem. So, any Vaishnava, here is no personal problem. So, the preacher, who is not very much attentive for his personal affair, but he is very much attentive for the good of the people. That is preacher.
Vaishnava.
That is Vaishnava. Now, Vaishnava, he is also Vaishnava. He is Kanishadi guy. Neophyte Vaishnava. And this man who is preaching is far advanced. Because in state, there are many philanthropists, politicians. But one politician who has fought in the fight and then laid down his life is, remember, George Washington. He has fought for the country's independence. Never has been so much honor. There's like many politicians. So those who are fighting against the evil, they should be given first position.
Eisenhower. Eisenhower was another war hero. They gave him president.
Yes.
That is natural. So the preacher has to face so many difficulties to preach Christian gospel. So he is more recognized than or one is chanting for himself. Maybe right. He is concerned for his own personal interest. But the preacher, he doesn't care for his personal interest, like Kullama. He wants to see everyone becomes happy by becoming Krishna conscious. This is taken into consideration by some of my sober godbrothers. That what we have done and what Swamiji is doing, actually seen that these rascals, they have no knowledge and they are leading the whole society. And people are suffering. This is our fault.
Nixon, they want him to leave. But he will not leave.
Nixon
will not leave office.
Yeah.
Nobody wants him.
Here, listen.
He's holding on.
So there is no means to get him out?
No, they're talking about impeachment. But the man who's vice president, the new vice president, Mr. Ford, is a bulldog. He has no qualities. He's not even intelligent. Then in 3 years, there's another man who's waiting in the wings, waiting in the background to take. His name is Connolly. He was in the car when Kennedy was assassinated. He's got some hero status because he was wounded. He's waiting for the play. In 3 years, he will run.
Oh, that guy, I was thinking that simply by changing one demand to another, that will not help the situation. We must know the right type of leader.
I think that these men, like Connolly, he shows his demonic qualities even in photographs. I think he would sell the whole country. I think he would sell out the country.
Yeah.
He would sell out to the Russians for a price. They're such cheaters to the bomb. Certainly he would run the other way. These men have never fought. They never actually led the people. They had no qualities of leadership, even courage. In this poll I was mentioning before, the people named five things which they considered to be important.
The demands will come for election. But if people are educated, why they will elect? After all, it has to depend on the verdict of the people.
Yes.
So if the people become intelligent, then these demons cannot take advantage.
But the demons have arranged it so that the people do not have any choice. They choose between two demons. So actually they have no choice of vote. They're voting.
Therefore, your propaganda should be very strong so that they can make a choice.
Srila Prabhupada, these men are so corrupt, even materially they have no good qualities. It should seem that our propaganda that is presented very strongly, really, say how they can really cause a very strong opposition.
Yes.
Able to defeat them.
You don't say your philosophy is ideal. It cannot be attained.
No, I don't.
You don't say like...
They can see our men, like Fellow Hunter Rabu.
Yes.
He presented contrast. But he did not get so many votes. Nothing. But he presented a contrast that people could see and tell the difference between the truth and his cheaters.
Now, what we are proposing? We are proposing that we don't eat meat. What does it mean? We are advising people not to eat or starve. You don't say that. Why is it impressive? Does it mean that one man who is not eating meat, he dies for want of food? Why do we say it is impractical? Is it impractical?
It is practical, then. But they also said that there is ideal, it cannot be attained.
Why ideal?
In the last,
why ideal? Here is meat. You cannot eat any meat, only meat. You mix with so many salads, loaf, 75% other things. Other things.
But the leader, he has to do it. The leader doesn't eat meat.
Yes.
The people will understand.
That answer is his first.
The example has to be there.
Yes.
Even if you say...
No, he says it is impractical. Mm. I say it is not impractical. It is not impractical. It is practical.
But it is impractical for these men. They're now there. They cannot take up such teaching.
No, that is another. That's right. Nobody is inclined to take education. But government has an adult education. Because nobody is inclined to take education, he cannot say, no, stop us. Propagation of it. Ready? So, whatever we are proposing, that is not impressive. Had it been impractical how you were European American violence? It is not
good. I've talking to students. They do not think that these regular principles are practical because they cannot see people in power doing it. They cannot see
people
doing it.
People, you have put him into power. But if your number is larger, then these rascals will not be in power.
But the people that really follow our movement don't even vote. They don't even register to vote.
Yes, I never did. I don't believe in voting a rascal.
Yes. That's what they tell
me. I never did.
Yes.
I never did. In my household life, I never voted for anyone. I avoided. Yes. Sometimes they used to come with their car to take me there. I avoided.
Yeah. But they said to me that if they had someone, if they had some person to choose, that they would register and they would vote if there was choice. Otherwise, they don't want to vote. So how can we do without their vote? And eventually, we have to get the young people to vote for us.
Yeah. No. The contentment is bestowed upon all adults. So if you can educate. Educate the major portion, then automatically it will change.
Yes, in a democratic country, in a democratic society, people should have some free will. So if I impose that, don't do this, don't do that, then they will be disappointed.
Then you impose so many things. Why do you impose? Keep to the left, keep to the right. Why do you impose? You impose in every step. Why did they give us? If somebody says, no, I can go to the left, can you go, do that? Why you impose? Why you impose red light? Stop. Why you impose?
They said there is some common platform.
That's all right. That's all right. But you are imposing. You cannot say that there should be no imposement. You cannot say that. There is no free will. There is no independence.
Everything is controlled.
But about 40 years ago, Srila Prabhupada, they said no more drinking. They closed all the liquor houses like that. And it turned out people took to more drinking, but all undercover, black market.
Hmm.
So the government said
that means because the
that is still government who does not settle.
There's no example.
Government. That's individual may be allowed to drink, but he should be punished. That doesn't mean, because everyone is drinking, so government should take as now let us manufacture. This is not a good decision. If they order people not to drink, then that order should remain. If there people are making illicit drinking, then he should be punished. Severely punished. Then you should have stopped automatically.
Well, the politicians are thinking if you don't repeal this law, you won't get elected because the majority of the people
want that is their fault. They want to be bribed. That's all.
So the duty of a politician is to make false promises.
Yes.
I'll do this, I'll do that.
Yes.
Also, when they made a law against drinking, they did not give them any good alternative program for killing political people.
Yes, yes. That is another reason. You cannot simply ask a child to stop playing. You must give him education. Then he'll automatically stop playing.
Supposing we could stop the slaughtering of animals in the country, there would be plenty big black market in slaughtered animals. But at least the government level...
No, our proposition is to educate people not to eat meat. Yeah. Then this slaughterhouse will automatically stop. Our policy. We don't simply... What is called? Pedagogism. Pedagogy
is fanaticism?
No, what is this pedagogy?
Pedagogy.
Huh? What is the meaning of pedagogy?
Yes, so a dictatorship where we just
yes.
ruthlessly enforce them.
We don't want that. Pedagogy. We must be examples.
Cold bread, yes.
Right.
But they themselves smoke in the lab. Say the smoking is harmful. But they work here and they smoke themselves.
This is the police.
Friend who took you to Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada.
Yeah.
He became a disciple also? Or?
No, he was a Vaishnava. But not very...
He was older. He was older.
Huh?
He was not older?
No. He was on my way.
You're old again.
Yes, I'm older.
Thank you, Sri
Lanka. Hey, just that.
People will have respect for us.
Yeah.
One thing, if... we are able to get on the ballot in 10 states. Just 10 states means signatures of people in the state. We can be recognized as a candidate. Just for propaganda, for getting on television nationally. We can speak our philosophy in front of... Yes. Takes 10... By law, it takes only 10 states. We can pick the less populated states where we are doing effective work in the South. Southern part, where the people are more pious. We can get them to sign, because it's not a vote, it's simply that they allow a man to run.
Democrat.
Yeah.
Democrat.
Yes.
Democrat.